2.
Don't be stealing my fucking shit.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I don't even know if I even know how to record.
I don't remember the last time I've been here.
Me neither, and I live here. I don't even know if this is recording right now. Oh, it is. Tell the people what's up.
What up, world?
I don't know, man. I sound very tired and very sad to be here. This might be a trash-ass podcast.
It might be. I mean, listen, energy's been off for a little bit.
We invested. I mean, it's the same place.
Yeah,
it's
we're still here.
It's still a mess, but we're wireless now. We don't have to, like, talk on. We don't have to hold mics.
Right.
We can hear ourselves on the headphones.
My arm used to get tired. Now I got to sit up proper.
Yeah, posture is important, bro. That's how you you look the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right. I had to buy a computer chair the other day because my shit, I was playing like on the ottoman, so I had no back support.
I started getting
back pain, all different parts of my back I didn't even know I had.
Ottoman is rough.
Yes.
And then you sink in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the shit that has, like, you can put stuff inside the ottoman?
I got it at Bob Furniture.
Bob's. Did you get it on the shit that is broken, or did you get it from Bob's?
No, I got it from Bob's.
Because this nigga be selling broken shit.
For real?
Yeah, man. I fucking took my mom to Bob's the other day. She done pissed me off. She wanted to buy a fucking dresser. And it was like, yeah, we have a discounted section. I'm like, all right.
Wonder why it's discounted.
Yeah, we go there, fucking, like, a kitchen table have three legs. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, as is. I'm like, who the fuck wants to buy a three-legged table?
You gonna have to make the next leg.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, Bob. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, what you doing, man?
Do you have one leg sold separately somewhere?
Yeah, man. I gotta go on eBay or fucking, like, Craigslist. Knee leg. Fucking sell a table. Four parts only. Like, hey, what the fuck is this? Fucking Bob. Like, you really tried it. Then all the shit that was halfway decent, like, they showed me, like, a mirror. The shit had a fucking crack in it. I'm like, so you just selling bad luck.
I need to get a new mattress. I was thinking about getting one from Bob's.
Don't go to the discount section.
Nah, I'm gonna get the Bob-o-pedic.
Yeah, they're used. They fucking got cum stains.
Why is there a dent in this bitch?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's memory foam.
Yeah, somebody was going to Pound Town on the memory foam. Yeah, is it real or is it Memorex, nigga? Niggas take off 3 weeks. I had to start off a little funny.
Oh, man.
Let me play some music because now I can actually hear the levels and play the levels at a proper level. But I have no music. I haven't added nothing to this playlist.
Man.
And a lot has happened since we've been gone. This is the wrong playlist. Whoops. I was about to play some bullshit. Even though all the shit I play is bullshit. Let's go here. What you know about this?
I don't.
What you know about me, myself, and I? Original P-Funk, George Clinton. He was my favorite character in NBA Jam. Yeah, I bet you didn't even know he was in NBA Jam.
Pump fake.
People only know about fucking Chow Chow and Air.
Boom shakalaka.
He's on fire. That's what some girls be saying.
I hope not.
Hopefully not.
Jesus.
Oh, that's enough.
Yo, speaking of shit like that, bro, I've been seeing some commercials that are like out of pocket. Like.
Like what? Because this might take me to the first topic. I wrote, like, no topics.
Like, these commercials out here just give incentive for motherfuckers to be fucking out here raw.
You don't fuck raw?
No, like, just anyone, anywhere, period.
Oh, no.
Like,
there's limitations to, like, fucking raw.
I can't get HIV anymore. I take a pill. Like, yo.
Yeah. It's like, because people, when I tell people I don't use condoms, they look at me like I'm crazy. But then I'm like, why would you use condoms if you're, like, monogamous?
Right, exactly. But not out here just slinging dick, fucking everything raw.
Like, my dick will fall off.
Yeah, I'm going to just take a pill. I can't get STDs. And then I'll get, listen, it's unfortunate. But, like, people that did get, like, you know, HIV or some shit that, like, yo, you could take a pill now and you could still fuck raw. What? No.
That's what magic has.
I know.
They got the Walmart version is what they're selling. That motherfucker, they're selling that shit on Hims.
He's on, like, the Hall of Fame of fucking STDs, bro. He's still alive.
Yeah.
It's like he don't have it at all anymore. He probably doesn't. He probably...
I don't think he ever
had it. The first person to ever beat it.
I don't think he ever had it.
And him beating it is how he got... Mm-hmm. Got that.
Yeah. I wanted to see the Lakers show, but...
I haven't seen it either.
I saw, like, the first episode, and when I found Jerry West was racist, I couldn't watch this shit anymore. And then he got on TV. He was like, nigga, like, this shit is fake.
Yo, knowing you, you probably went on a tangent like, fuck the NBA logo.
Nah, because I can count countless amount of times that Jerry West has, like, stood up for, like, black rights and just, like, black people. So I was kind of confused. I was like, since when is this nigga racist? This is new.
You think he did it for show?
For Showtime.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah, but they said that a lot of that shit was fake, so then it kind of like made me sad. So now I know I'm watching like a parody of what Showtime Lakers was.
Gotcha.
But it's funny, there was this guy, I forgot what the name of the player was on the Lakers, that he was like a virgin.
The whole time he was in the NBA?
Yeah, until we got married.
Yo.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, I gotta look him up. He was on the Lakers, and then I think he went to the Nets. They had to ship him at his ass out there because the Nets were terrible in the 80s and the 90s. They sucked. They were like the Clippers of the East.
Yeah, so Jason Kidd and them got there.
Yeah, but that was in the 2000s. Yeah, they sucked. I know. All through the 90s, too. I remember they tried to get me to go to see a Kerry Kittles and Keith Van Horn. I'm like, the fuck is this
Kerry
shit?
Kittles.
Yeah, man.
I actually liked him when he was on the Nets.
Nah, get the fuck out of here. He wasn't no goddamn. He was a one-time all-star because they felt bad. They had to nominate everybody from every team. He's like, we're going to send Kerry Kittles. He's fucking trash. Keith Van Horn was trash. He was an all-star 1 year. I don't know, man.
That J. Kidd, Richard Jefferson, Kenya Martin, Kerry Kittles. Who was their center?
Todd McCullough.
Oh, he was.
They traded him from Philly. He was fucking garbage. That nigga averaged. Or Jason Collins, his gay ass.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Before he was gay.
Nah, he was gay though.
I know. I'm saying, you know what I mean.
Yeah, he was just like.
Before he came out.
Yeah. Averaging like 2 points a game. Nigga hugging people. I know he was Hack a Shack. He was hugging that nigga. Yeah. Fucking Jason Collins.
You stupid, bro.
No, I mean, I know that if they're in the NBA, they're there for a reason. But some of these niggas, like, I honestly think sometimes that I could beat these niggas in a one-on-one.
You know, it's crazy you say that, but a lot of people say, like, yo, some of these people look like bums in the NBA, but then when they play regular-ass people...
Yeah, like Brian Scalabrine was beating the dog shit out of all these fucking high school kids. Oh, he says, why were you this nice, White Mamba? You never did this shit in the game when it counted.
That's exactly why, because it's a whole nother league.
Yeah, man. Speaking of league, I've been disconnected from everything. What the fuck is going on with Ja Morant?
Yo, this motherfucker's wildin', bro. So, in the past week... I think it was like in a span of 3 days. He had a 16-year-old kid come out and say that supposedly they were playing basketball in his backyard. And then
why?
And then some shit happened.
Why are you hanging out with teenagers?
I don't know. Some shit happened where
is
I
he
guess,
still fucking that cougar?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There was this cougar bitch that was like her son's trying to get in the NBA.
And she was fucking John Morant?
She was fucking a bunch of people, but it was John Morant's turn. And the son wasn't really a big fan because they're like close in age. Because John Morant's like, what, 22?
Something
23?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still a young buck, but he's wilding, bro. So apparently him and the 16-year-old were playing basketball in Ja's backyard or some shit. And then something happened where he thought the kid like threw the ball at him. And then from what he said was that the kid threw the ball at him and like took like a... like a malicious step towards him. So he punched him a couple times in the face. But then the 16-year-old said that he also showed him a gun like.
So Ja Morant pulled the gun out on the 16-year-old?
No, apparently he just showed him he had a gun on him. I don't know if he pulled it out, but that's that. And then there was another one where I guess he was on Instagram Live or some type of live, and it looks like he posted that he had a gun while he was on live. So the NBA,
where,
like,
was he?
I have no idea. I didn't see the video. So then he was like suspended, and then
is he playing now?
He's away indefinitely from the team right now. I've seen the funniest memes. They had a meme of, you know, remember the fat heads that people used to get with, like, the
yeah.
So they had one of, like, Gilbert Arenas with two guns in his hand and said this was Ja Morant's Ja Morant's room when he was a kid, idolizing Gilbert Arenas.
I was reading an article, and the article actually showed me a meme. It was, you ever seen Above the Rim?
Yes.
When Tupac's pulling out the gun out the backpack?
Yeah, yeah.
They had Ja Morant's face on it. That might be the cover art of this pod, because I found that shit in the article, but that's not why I mentioned the article. And they're basically saying that I guess he just dropped the shoe with Nike.
Oh, Ja, yeah.
Yeah, he, the Ja Morant ones or something like that.
Bro.
And Nike is sticking with him, but Kyrie fucking tweeted a documentary with no context, and this nigga got dropped.
Yo, his additions to his sneakers that he's been adding so that you can hide the Nike symbol, like the moccasin ones that he wore at the All-Star game, looked pretty dope.
Wait, so he's still wearing the shoe?
He wears the shoe, but hides the check. Like, he'll dress the sneaker up so that you can't see the Nike check on it.
On the court or like on the court? The
look, he had some, let me see.
Some moccasins.
It wasn't moccasins, but he. Let me see if I can find it.
This is what happens when you don't have social media.
You've been disconnected from the world.
Yeah, just honestly been focused on clean eating, cleaning this goddamn apartment, and getting my life together. Oh, these are hard.
He added that to the sneaker so that you could hide the Nike sign on it.
Oh shit. They should sell these pairs.
Problem is, you don't got a sneaker deal. Speaking of, what about Adidas and Kanye?
I heard that. I just got a tweet because I have Twitter still. Mm-hmm. I just don't engage. So I just get the alerts and I just read the headlines and go about my business.
Right.
And it wasn't even a tweet, it was on Newsbreak. Because I still have that free 3-month trial with Apple right, News.
Yeah.
So they said that I guess the owner or the creative director of Adidas said that Kanye is the most creative person of this generation.
Listen, they have to kiss his ass at this point. They had, I'm pretty sure they invested so much in Yeezy and all the sneakers and the stock. From what's being said is that they made an agreement to sell what they have in stock right now. There's no agreement to keep going after that, but that can change from here then. But they were projected to lose, like, I forgot the amount. Was it half a billion?
They said 500 million.
Was it that?
Yeah, that's what I read.
And so now, I mean, nothing's dropped yet, but I'm sure they're going to. You know who I don't feel bad for? Resellers that tried to buy all them sneakers after they dropped them, thinking the shit was gonna go up, and that shit's probably gonna go right back down.
I've actually been trying to fucking get rid of mine. Well, some of mine. I redid my bedroom, so I put the stuff I'm keeping away, and the stuff I'm trying to sell, I stacked them up in like a wild pile, and it's just way too many shoes. There's a couple Yeezys in there.
The speaking of resellers, my stupid ass. Just for the fuck of it, went on Mischief and put in for the fucking
big... Oh, the big red boots.
And I fucking won them shits.
You have them?
I don't have them yet. They said it takes like 2 months to get there. But the price has been going down since. When I first got them, it said it was like $1,600.
Yeah, what are they now?
I don't know. They're probably like $1,200.
That's still a... they're not.
Yeah, but down. I mean, that was 3 weeks ago. So hopefully it doesn't keep dropping.
It's not going to drop. It stays stagnant. And then once people start getting their pairs... It's gonna go back up.
We'll see.
That's the way. Man, I used to work there.
Right.
I know exactly how. I put on a pair of shoes the other day that had zero value, and I bought them just because I like the fashion designer. Mm-hmm. So I looked them up now to see how much they're going for, and I'm so fucking glad. Like, I kept them shits as like almost $500.
Really?
I wore them shits the other day. People was like, yo! And I'm like, these shits were bricks. People, anything, once the price deems to go up, people all of a sudden fucking like go crazy for shit.
Yeah, I'm done getting sneakers. Like, I've been doing it.
You're
like
never
just,
done.
I'm done for now.
I shit, there's a shoe coming out this weekend. You'd be crazy not to try.
The threes?
Yeah.
The cement threes?
Hell yeah. Need them shits.
I tried to get it during the shock drop, but I didn't get them. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked at all. I didn't get them. Fucking put a bid and that shit said, you didn't get these.
How many people you think re-downloaded Confirm after Kanye?
I never deleted Confirm.
I deleted it.
I'm level 4. I earned that shit.
I don't like the Bad Bunnies, but there's been some colorways that I'm like, eh.
That's the thing. Like, I actually wear Adidas clothes. Mm-hmm. So, like, I love Human Race. I love Y3. And I wish, I don't think they are going to do anymore, but they did a collab with Noah about a year or two ago. I'm fucking shorts are great. So anytime they do collabs with famous people, I feel like they use a little bit better material. Like, they actually try. So it's like, damn, like, give me more of these shits and I'll buy.
Yeah, the last couple of things I've seen that probably sell are the Bad Bunny, obviously. And then when they came out with the fucking the Yu-Gi-Oh sneaker, that the card.
Yeah, the card is what people were going
for. Right, and they were going for like $400. The sneaker alone was $120.
Oh, yeah. Nobody gives a fuck them shoes. Fuck them shoes. But it's crazy. I didn't know Kyrie was wearing moccasins. Those shits are hard. And I'm not surprised because his sister's like a fashionista. Asia, she's like fucking dope. So I wouldn't put it past if she was like kind of behind that shit. So I don't know. I feel like I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not going to stop buying Nikes because that's just never going to happen. I'm fucking fully wearing Nike right now.
See, I mean, the problem is I don't think... I mean, it's not, I don't think they were okay with dropping him because it's not the equivalent of Kanye with Adidas or, you know, and to be honest, I'm a little surprised. I mean, I guess Kanye figured make his money now and then maybe salvages his image when it's all done. But I thought he was just going to try to create his own or Kanye do something now. Like Jordan with Nike.
Kanye right now is in the middle of fucking Wyoming. He's in his ranch.
With a master plan. With his counterfeit Kim Kardashian wife.
No, I don't think he's wearing no more.
Already?
Are you talking about the one that lives in Atlanta?
The one that he's married to? The chick looked just like Kim.
He married her?
Yeah.
Oh, nah. I didn't know
that.
That
was a while
her.
Ago. Hold on.
Yeah, I didn't know he married her. She's from Atlanta. She's like a plastic surgeon reseller. I don't know. She like works in that field. Yeah, she's like a Aldi version of Kim Kardashian. I didn't know he married her.
Bianca Censori?
Yeah.
Bianca Censori.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, good for him.
She's an Australian entrepreneur and architect.
Oh, nah, then this is a different one. This bitch was from Atlanta selling fake asses. That's the one he was with for like a few weeks. I only got married again. Good for Kanye. He over there, you know, enjoying the little bit of money he has left, which is like to last like a whole, you know, 15 generations. What is this?
That's his wife, supposedly. I don't know.
She's not the one I was, she's not the one I, what you called it, I saw. Anyway, I just realized that Scottie Pippen's wife is dating Michael Jordan's son.
Marcus Jordan? Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. It is. And I'm sure somewhere in the background, Mike is laughing about it.
Yo, we got to fight. If my ex-wife is fucking your son, yeah, we got to fight.
That was Uncle Scottie at one point, bro.
Yeah. Oh, we got to fight. I was wearing your shoes, nigga. I have a meme of going like this, and now you donkey fucking on the Bob Opedic memory foam. that I rebought.
In the discount section.
Yeah, man. Nah. We got to fight.
Hey, yo.
One thing I did enjoy that I actually, my girl's a shit, man. She took me to a soccer game.
Who'd you go see?
The New York Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. At Harrison?
Yeah. Which is like walking distance from where she stays.
Versus who?
Funny enough, they were playing some team called Nashville SC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the SC stands for soccer club.
SC?
Yeah.
You sure it's not FC?
Nah. It said Nashville
SC.
Oh,
well, SC, it'd probably be SC here for soccer club. Yeah, because anywhere else, it's FC for football club.
Yeah. So, funny enough, when I used to work at my prior employer, like each stadium has the name of the, it'll be like Ford Field or whatever. So Nashville's field is called Geodis Park.
Mm.
And that's what I used to work for now that I defected and go work for the competition. So I had to do fucking jackets for all these goddamn investors with that logo and had no fucking idea what
it was.
I'm like, these fucking white people want this bum ass shit from this honky dory ass Nashville. And it's a fucking soccer club. Who knew? It was invigorating in the end, but it was a tie.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, man. And I've done plenty of shit for New York Red Bulls. I've done that shit when I was in Newark.
I've never been to one of their games, but I heard people enjoy it.
It was cold, but other than that, it was good. White people got really, white trash drunk.
Oh, you did tell me, like, she hears all the sounds from the...
Yeah, they comped the tickets and she, was like, yo, let's go. And I'm like, it was like the season opener.
Gotcha.
I was like, oh, this could be fun.
I've been to one MLS game and it was at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, they have a section where people chant all the time. Like they play drums.
Right.
I don't know.
Soccer is a whole different animal when it comes to its fans.
Yeah, we were sitting right above them in the second level.
Yeah.
So all we kept hearing was like, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. And they were just running up and down the fucking thing.
Fans like that make you enjoy sports. That's why I like watching like college basketball over the NBA. Because you hear the crowd.
Yeah.
College football, you hear the crowd. Like they all join together and... Oh, like in the middle of a basketball game. Like, that's why, you know, like I used to love playing like NBA. I'm not NBA, NCAA 2K or, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Which they should bring those games back now that they got the NIL. But, you know, those games, I love watching those games because you're not only just watching the game, but you feel like the crowd and the excitement and that shit gets you into it as well.
Yeah, at the end, we were really hoping that they would score, but it shit ended in a tie.
A whole 90 minutes of nothing.
They scored, but I don't know what the fuck happened. It wound up being something illegal.
It was either offsides. So there's a lot of different rules. I know some of them. So you can't be past the line of defense, like, in order to get the ball passed. Right, so that's offsides, which is most likely the case when you... You know, make the ball into the net, but into the goal, but you pass the line of defense because that line of defense is supposed to be like the
line of demarcation.
So you can't. That's the border. Let's say immigration status.
Oh God!
You know, so we could. You know how our family got here and shit.
Yeah.
But that's basically the border, and you can't pass that in order to score. The only way you can is if the person kicked the ball to you, it can't be in possession of your teammate. Mm. So the person can kick the ball as a pass. Now, once that ball's coming in your direction, you can pass the line, but you can't have it while your teammate has it in their possession.
Yeah, so fucking they did that weird shit. And it's funny because she used to play soccer.
So she knows.
So she's been like fucking breaking this shit down.
What's her nationality?
She's Costa Rican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that country, by the way.
You've been?
Yes.
How is it?
It's dope. Oh, and I was actually in, it was more city because my uncle and my aunt actually bought a house out there. So they, moved out there.
In the rich coast.
In Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And The people are so nice, bro.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, their slogan is Pura Vida.
And pure life.
And they say that to everyone out there. I mean, as far as I know, I was in the city area. I didn't do like a resort or anything like that.
Yeah.
But everywhere we went, people were like so nice and gracious to you. It was dope. It was a dope thing. I actually want to go back and visit them soon. Huh. But it was a dope experience.
I want to go there. Hopefully.
I mean, if everything goes as we talked about, then.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, she was breaking all down the soccer shit. She's like fucking telling me like she used to play the forward center,
mm-hmm.
whatever the fuck that mm-hmm. shit is. I know it's offense.
So, I mean, in essence, you're playing both. There's no offense, defense.
Oh, so she was essentially like the captain.
Okay.
So she did all this shit and she was like, oh, they fucked up now. This is why you don't want to do this shit. And I'm like, why? And then they scored and she's like, that's why. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm fucking sitting next to the Tony Romo of soccer. Like, she was just breaking this shit down as before it was happening. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
That's dope.
So, yeah, but then they called it back, and then she was, like, trying to get me some. I was like, yeah! Like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on, but it was a tie. Yeah, it was cool. It was a good experience. We rushed home. The good 3-minute walk.
I'm sure. Oh, well, at least you had to walk because traffic was probably out the ass. Oh, they fucking...
The bridge was shut down. Like, nobody, you got to be escorted everywhere. I'm like, this is crazy. So then we ran home and we made appointment television to watch the Chris Rock stand up. Did you see it?
I have not seen it. I'm sure he made reference to the whole Will Smith thing. He did. Right?
It was a very interesting stand up.
Was it good?
It was good. I mean, it's not his best. I feel like we're beginning to see. I'll put it to you in this because you're like a super duper baseball fan. We're watching Derek Jeter
on his decline.
In his decline. Like, he's still good, but he's not the Derek Jeter that like y'all known and love.
You know who seems like never has a decline?
Who?
Dave Chappelle. That motherfucker is...
Boy, he's fucking took so goddamn long to what you call it.
That motherfucker is the GOAT.
He is. I always had him tied with Chris, but I feel like it's just clear cut. Like, he's just number one. And, you know, it was a very interesting podcast. I mean, a very interesting stand-up. He started off basically... talking about, well, I'm fast forwarding a little bit. A big topic he was talking about was brands and clothing lines standing for, you know, injustices and mm-hmm, shit. Mm-hmm. So he like was tackling Lululemon, which funny enough, I'm actually stitching a bunch of this shit.
Oh yeah.
So when I received the package of this is what I'm working on, I kind of started laughing. So. He was basically saying that they talk about how they don't stand for any injustice and race and racism and hate and all this other crap that, you know, you're supposed to do. It should be crazy that you didn't have to fucking say these things, but they write all this shit all over the stuff, but then they sell like $100 yoga pants and then basically something along the lines that everybody in this room would probably buy $20 yoga pants that whistle nigga when they walk.
Hey, yo.
And I'm like, you're right. I mean, definitely give me this iPhone that was made by like slave children than like Americans. Because if we fucking paid a nigga minimum wage to make this goddamn iPhone by hand, these phones would be $4,000. So, to keep the cost down, yeah, use these little niggas with these tiny ass hands and you know, who are like six and make these goddamn iPhones.
That's crazy, bro.
It's the truth. It's the same shit I say every time. Like, these are the jobs that nobody wants. So, when an immigrant comes into this country and is busting down these tables and is work, if don't be mad then with you go to three guys in Italy, it's three Mexicans making your food.
But is it really... Is it really jobs that people don't want or people don't want to get paid what they're offering. So then they go and they get the people that are willing to take that at the price that they're...
It's both. I mean, there's certain things that I don't say that's beneath me, but it's certain shit that I just know I can't do. Like, I worked in food for a week and I was like, this shit ain't for me. No, you can't pay me enough. I'm not cut out for this.
Right.
I don't have the mental capacity to bring you food. I just can't. Because the last time I did that shit, I tripped on my own shoelace and I dumped a whole fucking soup on this nigga. Luckily, he was all right, but I got fired. I had to clean up the whole restaurant, and then after that, they gave me my check. And
that's
was like, don't
crazy.
Come back.
I'm like, bro, if you fire me, I'm not picking shit up.
Nah, they told me after I cleaned up. They gave me my check and
that's
told me don't come
crazy.
Back now.
Crazy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just not cut out for this shit. It's certain people just not cut out for certain things. But then there's certain things that people will be like, I'm not doing this shit. Like, for example, I was at work today. The odds of somebody waking up and be like, yo, I want to be a janitor is pretty slim. So they offer these jobs to fucking people who will take this shit because it's like, yo, it's money. I need this shit. I need to provide for my family.
Right.
So, but even a janitor has their fucking like limitations. Like the janitor went the other day. And they went to clean the toilet and there was shit all over the seat.
Because people are fucking animals, bro.
So the janitor was like, yo, you can't pay me to do this shit. Right. Call fucking immigration, deport my ass. I'm not cleaning this shit.
You know, it's sad how hard people fight to come here. And then it's like, why? Like, they come here and they're like, yo, I just want to make money so that I could go back to my country.
Deadass.
Because it's just like, yo, why do, like, struggle here, and like people that do good in their countries, then
from
they come
here,
eat
shit.
Right?
I know if I was like, for example, I have a cousin who works for like the UN out there, and they offer her to come here all the time. She's like, for what, nigga? I'm good.
At least she's smart, right? Like,
yeah, I told her, don't fucking come here. It's cold. Like, you're probably gonna be working at some fucking, probably not even entry level because you don't know English. So it's like, you're probably going to be fucking working at, like, Amazon. Fucking, like, you know, scanning shit, and then they're going to be on your ass because you're not hitting the rates. You know what I mean? Like, it's terrible. Like, I have my team lead who's, like, right up under me, and she's really fucking smart. But her English is fucking garbage, and she's probably never going to make it past where she's at because she don't know English. It's sad.
Some people don't even want to learn it. They want to try to make a living. Just
my uncle, who now lives back in DR because he saved up every fucking penny, and he also cashed out on my cousin's death. But we'll talk about that another time.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He has been in America for like over 30 years. This nigga only knows how to say good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And his wife, who's equally a piece of shit, has been going to English school. You know those little courses they give in churches?
Yeah.
She's been going to that shit.
And still doesn't know how to speak.
She doesn't know a god. He knows more than her. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, everything's mispronounced. She doesn't know how to write it. She doesn't know how to read it. And it's every week. She went there religiously. She never had a job.
That's crazy.
She would do what my uncle did. She'll roam around downtown. Because, you know, now it's all rich people, quote-unquote, that live down here. You know, they be throwing shit because it's throwaway shit because it's old. They'll clean it up, go to a flea market, and flip it.
Hey, man. One man's garbage is another man's treasure.
Yeah. And she did that shit. That's how she survived. And like I said, they cashed out on my cousin's death and dipped.
That's wild.
Yeah. He retired early. My mom got him one job. The first job he ever got, he had that shit until he retired.
This is the one that you said was sick?
No. He's the complete opposite. So they both came to America at the same time. These two are the polar opposites of people. One person, blue collar, even though he's a piece of shit, got one job.
So the only way they're the same is that they're both pieces of shit.
Yeah. That's the only semblance of relation outside of the fact that they're brothers. So one guy gets one job and works that one job every day for 30 years. You got another person who gets that same job. They go in the same day, gets one paycheck, realizes that what the fuck is this shit, quits his job, never works a day in his life again, and fucking gets every form of WIC. He doesn't even have kids.
I don't even want to get into shit that, bro. That's
Yeah, he still lives here. He still lives in the same apartment.
That pisses me off.
Like, this nigga has a 4-bedroom apartment. His bedroom, no lie, is the size of this living room and my bedroom.
I work to take care of other people.
Yes. This nigga's rent.
I love when people tell me I pay my taxes. I do too. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, but I say that shit when y'all niggas give us a ticket. Like, nigga, fuck? Like, you work for me.
Nah.
Like, you work for me, nigga. Who are you protecting and serving? The people. I'm people, nigga.
Yeah, but we're also protecting them from doing fuck shit.
Yeah, but half the time I'm not doing fuck shit. I be home.
Oh, then you can't get a ticket if you're home.
Yeah, you're right. That's all. Bro, I'm afraid. It costs money to leave the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Niggas, it's not even y'all. It's y'all. It's y'all. I don't even know. How close are the parking people to y'all hierarchy of government jobs?
They're under us.
I know they're under y'all, but like...
It's crazy. Like, supposedly they got like new uniform. They weren't under the police department branch, but now they're like a subsection under.
Has to be.
Like,
that like, niggas meet quotas.
Our supervisors are now their supervisors.
So y'all got quotas, right?
Who's y'all? I don't know what parking authority does. I really don't. I think there's one of our bosses that like oversees them. But now they got like new uniforms.
Who pays for that shit?
I have no idea, bro. Listen.
Taxes.
Listen.
Me, nigga. And they didn't even come to me to get the uniforms done. That's how pieces of shit New Jersey is.
Oh my God.
They fucking suck.
They have no idea who you are.
Good.
But that's dangerous too, bro. Can you imagine parking authority looking like cops, but they got a different patch? Like in the city, that's crazy because in New York, they got same patches, they just don't have guns. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
hit me with a stack of quarters. Hey, you! Pow!
It's just...
I don't know, man. I seen somebody get a ticket the other day. It's like, come on, man. No lie. My girl came to my house. She parked the car. No, she had to come get me, and I had to tell her where to park. Because, obviously, I've been down here my whole life.
Right.
I know where you can and can't park.
Right.
And I seen his car parked, and I knew he was like, yo, you're wilding. Like, you know you're going to get a ticket.
There's people that park here, they don't even give a fuck anymore. They park in the no parking area, they know they're going to get a ticket, and they just stay there.
Yeah. So I had a feeling that was one of the dudes, and I was like, all right, well, fuck it. Like, good luck. But it was late. It had to be no lie, maybe like 11 o'clock. Why are these niggas outside? I thought they stopped giving tickets at 5 o'clock.
No, I think they're 24 hours now.
Why?
I don't.
Like, go home. Like, don't you have families?
There's definitely people that park overnight in those no parking spots and get tickets in the morning.
Yeah, I remember one time when I was working on set for that movie, they gave me a Penske truck to park, and I was like, "Yo, I can't park this shit. Oh, park it in the street." I'm like, "Where?" Oh, by your house. I'm like, I'm not responsible if I get a ticket because this is a big ass truck. Sure enough, I found parking technically legally because I wasn't like over like any of the lines and shit. Tell me about a fucking ticket at 3:53 in the morning on a Saturday.
What'd they say?
Well, Sunday morning.
What'd they say? Damn.
Because it was Saturday night into Sunday morning. It just said parked in a residential.
No, no. What'd they say?
They paid it. I was like, what do you want me to do? Where was I going to leave this shit at? You guys didn't give me no instruction. We should have just picked this shit up in the morning. They would have avoided this shit. But nah, they didn't want to listen. But yeah, man. 3:53 in the morning on a Sunday. Yo, there's church going on. In a few hours.
Yeah, but around that time, you got all these people that still hang out around here.
But why are you here Go home.
Listen, I don't know.
These are your coworkers.
They're not my coworkers.
You just said they're under you.
No. Correct. They're not my coworkers.
Yeah.
They're not my coworkers.
I mean, if y'all work together.
We don't work together.
Yes, y'all do.
We don't.
Y'all both give tickets.
But it doesn't work that way.
Come on, I have a show to produce.
Not the same. It's not the same. Stop it.
I think so.
I'm glad you think it's funny.
I have to. Oh, do they listen to this shit still? I'm about to say, we haven't been on in months.
Took a recess.
Yeah, man. I don't know. But the stand-up was good. Wasn't his best. I liked how, because every time I watch something or read something, I like to dig deeper and find out the why of shit. That's why I'm a big documentary guy. So he purposely, he shopped this stand-up for a year where this happened and he immediately went on tour.
Right, try to make money off of it.
No, but he wasn't talking about this. He was just continuing what he was doing. And over time, like, he'll start talking about it little by little. But, like, you know, when people shop their shit, they can't record. Because obviously you see it once, it's no good.
Right.
So, with little to no anticipation, they go and announce that they're doing the live on Netflix, which is dope because that's never been done before.
Okay.
So, it's like now you have a bunch of people, washed people like me, who don't like to leave the house anymore, who have something to do on a Saturday night, and it's like must-watch television.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, it's bringing a lot of eyeballs to your own platform.
Right.
Because I think they're doing that whole you can't share the account anymore. We're going to
I think there's like an upcharge or something like that.
Yeah, they're doing a bunch of that bullshit. So that happened. So I'm there. They have a pre-show. So it's like a weird eclectic group of people. Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there.
Okay.
I don't know why. He's not funny. David Spade was there.
Okay.
Fucking JB Smoove was there. There's a bunch of other people, but they're out there pretty much like giving Chris Rock his flowers and kicking Will Smith's back in.
Oh boy.
So and
that's I feel like that's a reason a lot of people saw it, just to see what he was going to say about the whole Will Smith situation.
Well, I'm a big fan of Chris Rock and I'm a big fan of comedy as a whole. I mean, they already said that he was going to address it. We just didn't know to what capacity.
Right.
So the great thing with comedy, and I know I'm funny within friends, but not funny to a point of doing
comedian,
a stand-up.
Right.
But the psychology of comedy is it's funny. There's this podcast I listen to. They do two podcasts. One is called Crime and Sports, and the other one is called Small Town Murder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these two white guys, and they're comedians. They're like, that's what they do, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But they turn their life into podcasting, and they do both.
Okay.
And the main guy, who pretty much is like the A mic, and he also does the editing and shit, he's kind of similar to me that, like, we're hugely into wrestling.
Yeah.
And obviously into comedy, because he does comedy. And he always points out the parallels that comedy is very much like wrestling, which is both a parallel of the circus. So you're just essentially traveling around the world. Putting on a show.
Right.
And until you get really good and really recognized, you don't get paid for shit.
Right.
Like, they pay you an aspirin and fucking, like, Budweiser.
Deal with it.
Yeah, and use Biopedics for you to sleep on. So there, I love how, obviously, Chris Rock's been doing this a long time. The art of storytelling is very much there. So, like, he starts off, as opposed to, like, Tambourine, his last episode, I don't know why I keep calling it a podcast.
Right.
His last stand-up was very much like he was basically giving a TED Talk about how he cheated on his wife, the importance of being faithful, and, like, doing right by women. And he'll throw some jokes in there, but it was very somber.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it aged well, but it doesn't hit. You have to really, like, be in the mood to listen, and you'll find the comedy within it.
Right.
This was a straight take it back to like Bigger and Blacker type of Chris Rock. Right. He's just hitting jokes. And every time he mentions a little bit of Will Smith in kind of a subtle way, he'll take it right back and continue with the show.
Right.
And then towards the end, he starts basically talking about it. And he basically says that this so-called beef goes on a long time because he went to do the Oscars in 2016 and Jada wanted Chris to boycott because Will didn't get nominated for like whatever the fuck he did. I think the movie was called Concussion.
Right, yeah.
And then the joke was that basically...
I think he was the doctor or something like that talking about CTE.
Yeah, so basically the running joke on that bit was like since he didn't get nominated for Concussion, he tried to give Chris one years later in the same Oscars. So then he said that he watches, I think Will Smith did a new movie now where he's a slave or something like that.
It's not new, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so there's a scene where Will's getting whooped.
Oh, actually.
I don't know. But he says basically he watches that just so he could tell the dude that's whooping him with the thing that he missed the spot. As a form of payback.
How you know Will was definitely sitting and watching this shit.
Oh, he has to. If he says he wanted, he'd be fucking lying. So he says essentially that Jada starts it, he finishes it in terms of like her telling him to do shit or try to start a beef, and he finishes it with jokes. And he basically ends it in a way that it's like, well, damn, like this motherfucker, if there's ever a way to handle shit correctly and just essentially get everyone on your side and not look like a victim, like he fucking did this shit to...
Mastered it.
Yes. Yeah. So he basically is out here telling people that she hurt him a lot more than he hurt him in terms of the slap.
Does she hurt Chris?
Will. Oh, she Will. Hurt Will more than Will hurt Chris.
Gotcha.
In terms that, like, she's out here having a podcast on this red table. She probably fucked this nigga on.
Red table talk.
Not even admitting to the fucking...
August Alsina.
Yeah. She,
which the he came out or gay or some shit.
Oh, he's gay?
Supposedly. He came out on I don't know what episode of something, and he came out and he didn't really... I don't know. I don't know what transpired after I saw the clip, but it was like he was talking about how he was in love with some dude or some shit.
Jason Collins?
No.
Damn, August. That's a steep, steep fall from grace.
How do you think Will feels?
Nah, because if... This nigga Will Smith's gonna die in 3 years. He's gonna give us fucking the rest of this Bel Air shit and die.
I think he's starting to get accepted again.
Accepted by what?
By the people.
Nah, he on some bullshit. But
you know they're coming out with a I Am Legend part 2.
Is he playing it?
Is that I Am Legend? The one with the zombie like people?
I don't know, man. I stopped watching Will Smith movies a long time ago.
I Am Legend, but I think Michael B. Jordan's going to be in it with him.
Yeah, this nigga's the new fucking Will Smith.
Lit. I heard Creed 3 is fire.
I heard that shit is doo-doo.
So we've heard two different things. I heard it was fire, but because Sylvester Stallone was beefing with the director or whatever,
yeah.
There's parts in there where, you know, Rocky, you could have it be better if Rocky was in it.
But that's not even why I heard it was doo-doo.
I heard the last fight was a little underwhelming.
Yeah. They said that this was the one instance where a 2.5 hour movie needed to be 3 hours. Because they missed so much. It felt so rushed.
Hmm.
I'm waiting for that shit to come on the app. But you got to show me how to fucking find these shits.
You got to find it on the stream. You got to wait till it comes out on like streaming or something. But yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, man. So... But going back to this fucking stand-up, he basically, like, did this in a way where, like I said, he's not playing victim. He's not claiming to play victim. And it's, like, the little Easter eggs. Like, he did this shit in Baltimore because Jada was born in Baltimore.
Oh, God.
So it's like those little petty
of petty.
Yeah. Those little subtleties is like, yo.
Makes it that much more funny.
He made sure He made sure to drop this shit a week before the Oscars. So it's like the Oscars this weekend. And the fucking stand-up was just passed. So he just did this shit in such an alignment to just have...
Who's hosting the Oscars this year?
I think it's Jimmy Fallon. Mm. I looked it up. Mm. He's not funny. Mm.
He's funny to white people.
I don't know, man. I feel like ever since the OGs of
Late Night?
Yeah, like Letterman. That was my fucking...
Jay Leno.
Nah, Leno's trash.
He was popular, though.
He was popular because he did all the sensationalism. He fucking wrestled.
What about Jimmy Kimmel?
Kimmel I like.
He was funny. What was the show when he was on Comedy Central?
I forgot
the name. And his boy.
Kimmel's funny. Fallon, not so much.
I need like Key and Peele or one of them to get a late night talk show.
I wish Colbert went back to what he was doing on Comedy Central.
I like Trevor Noah, too, when he was on the Daily Show.
Yeah, because he basically took it from Colbert. Noah's good. I just feel like the idea of the show is great, but the network is so trash that it will never surpass, like, a certain plateau.
I can't tell you the last time I've seen Comedy Central.
That's the thing. It's not they treat their act so poorly, like with the splits.
Right.
It's like what HBO was in the 90s and 2000s in terms of comedy, like that was what you wanted.
Right.
You wanted that HBO special. Mm-hmm. Now it's Netflix.
Correct.
That's where people go to get these deals.
That's where they drop their stand-ups.
But it's like they do it in a way where, you know, Chris Rock got a two stand-up $40 million deal. He just closed it with this one with a great alignment. That's what everyone's going to be talking about. That's the number one rated thing there. It's they own the rights to IP to it to keep it on their platform. So that stuff that people rewatch over and over and over again, it will never lose value. Like comedy stand-ups never lose value, mm-hmm, if done perfected. Mm-hmm. Like there's people that still watch fucking Eddie Murphy Raw and Delirious constantly, cause it's classic. Like you see those type of things. Like I watch Dave Chappelle stand-ups over and over, either on Netflix or on YouTube, depending on which one I'm looking for. When something is done to perfection, like, you want to house that shit. And these people, like, Comedy Central doesn't do that. They just take people, like, they try to offer you the minimum wage to get on a network just because it says we're on a network. And people take it because it's like, yo, I'm busting tables right now.
Right.
I'm fucking cleaning shit off the seats at fucking my job, being a fucking janitor. Like, I gotta get this minimum wage at Comedy Central. You do something amazing, they keep the IP, and then we're talking about fucking the music industry again.
They get the credit and you did nothing.
Yeah. That's the dog chasing. That's the hamster wheel. That's how this always happens. This is why it's
real life pyramid schemes.
It is, because it's what you see this in any form of entertainment. You have someone who has the platform. This is a question I would like to lead, like, since you manage social media and I don't. This is a question you can ask your peers.
If that's what you want to call it.
I mean, you have a page and I don't. So, right. Or even if just your friends. What do you think? This is the chicken or the egg. Who or what is more important? The platform or the content?
Hmm.
Yeah. Cause you could, it's like if the tree fucking falls in the forest and no one is there, does it make a sound?
It definitely does. Just no one heard it.
That's what I say. But then it's like, all right, you could be the greatest at something, but if no one has eyes or ears on you, you're never gonna really.
So to me, the answer would be the platform.
But then it's like, you need fucking us to fucking have a platform to begin with.
So
this is why
when mumble rap started, trash music.
But there was trash music before mumble rap.
But it, what was it?
Ringtone rap.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is, it's on the platform. The platform is what made it grow. You get what I'm saying? So it was the content. The content was trash.
No, but you got to realize, you have to change with the times, because before, even when music was good, like let's say when Sugar Hill Gang was out there doing the hip hop hippity shit, and they were like busting out every basement party. And that's what was happening. And then you had your Rakims, and you had all these spoken word rappers and all this shit. And then it transitioned into, like, you know, gangster rap. It's the same genre of music. It's just taking on different life forms. So the people who listen to, like, you know, the early stages of rap probably came from, like, soul, because that's all they're taking. It's taking all those sounds, sampling it into a modern, like, you know, fire, like, thing that we all know and love. But all those people from the 70s were like, yo, this shit's trash. What the fuck is this shit? And then as it became, you know, the greatest, you know, number one genre in music, us, the old heads, as some people would like to call us now, will look at this mumble shit and this drill shit and be like, what the fuck is this shit? This isn't the shit that, you know, we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
You have like sprinkles with people that are like Cole and Kendrick, but then these niggas are our age and we're old.
Right.
Like, this is a young man's sport.
Bro, I don't even want to talk about us being old.
I mean, we're old. I mean, some of us more than others.
It was my goddaughter's eighth birthday last week. And they gave her a gift. It was a Rugrats coloring book.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh my God, I seen them in a book before. And that shit hit me so fucking hard. All of us were there like, she said, what? So she don't know who the Rugrats are? I was like, yo, this shit killed me, dog. We're getting old.
No, we are. We're already there.
Damn it.
Yeah, bro. I look at all these sneakers in my room. And obviously, a lot of them are the same shoe, just different colors. But I remember when the original colors of these shits came out.
Right.
I was a child. Couldn't afford any of this shit.
And that's when they were at their cheapest.
Of course. But, you know, it's that type of shit that, you know, we'll look at new shoes or new whatever and be like, oh, I like the old shit better. Just like these kids that are listening to mumble rap and drill, they're going to be going, if they're not in college, like, this is their moment in time. In 10 years, when we're fucking in our late 40s, mid to late 40s, these niggas is going to be like, oh, the throwbacks. It's going to be this drill shit, and it's going to be something fucking else that's even worse. And we'll be like, God damn. They'll be like, yo, this shit's trash. And I'm like, your shit's trash too.
Garbage.
You know what I mean? But then it goes back to the question. You're keeping up with the times. So you're tolerating this shit if it generates money.
Like, anything on TikTok hits all of a sudden.
Oh, but that's always been a thing. It's kind of like, you know, going back to the John Morant and Kyrie situation. This nigga waved the whole gun. Allegedly. I didn't see the video.
I didn't see the video either.
And I'm going off of articles. So apparently it's him, and he's waving a gun.
Or what appears to be a gun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's fighting children like Cat Williams. Like, he's doing all this shit he's not supposed to do. That's violence. And this nigga gets a pass. This nigga Kyrie puts one Amazon Prime clip link with no context. Screenshot. And this nigga's fired. Make it make sense. You pick and choose who you want to think. It goes back to, again, with the Chris Rock stand-up.
And that's why he's no longer with the Nets. Kevin Durant's no longer with the Nets.
Chris Rock said this one thing in the stand-up, and I know we're wrapping up soon. He said this woke culture is crazy. And this is what actually started the pod, the stand-up with. He goes and he says, the same niggas that castrate and demonize R. Kelly are the same niggas that fucking praise and bump Michael Jackson. It's the same crime. One person just has better music. And that's why I deliberately play R. Kelly music here. Because it's I like both. And R. Kelly to me is one of the greatest writers of all time. And it also helps that this nigga doesn't get a dime of his music because he's not on any of his rights. But that either way, it's his voice, and I know it's like, you know, it's bad. The society deems him as bad. But y'all the same niggas that fucking praise MJ. And I know he fucked them kids, but in my mind, he didn't. He ain't do that shit. You know what I mean? He made the moonwalk. I fuck with Michael Jackson. But I also fuck with R. Kelly. I don't fuck with what they did. But if it's good for one, it has to be good for all. People pick and choose what they want to tolerate. And then we still don't know what's more important. The content or the platform. And if we had a bigger platform to begin with, this conversation can actually go viral. Because this is something that people can sink their teeth in and can have a real discussion amongst themselves. And to find a sliding scale for, this is a term that they use in therapy. What is the sliding scale of pay that is fit, deemed worthy for both? So both could be, you know, happy. Like, I know you're investing all this shit into the artist, and I know you need to recoup, but like, should you make, let's say a contract is 75-25, which is roughly what you do at a regular job anyway.
Right.
Like, I fucking make my salary, but the company's worth $10 million. I'm not even making a fucking fraction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're nothing to them.
I'm something.
No. You're everything when it comes to the labor.
Yeah.
But you're nothing when it comes to the pay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even a pimple on the ass of life to that company. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not even a freckle. But that's the thing. What's more important? Now, do I believe that I need $1 million? Probably not. Would I like it? Of course. But what would be a fair wage for an employee that's literally building your shit just like an artist who's keeping the fucking lights on at this fucking label, just like a fucking comedian who's bringing attention to your fucking network, just like a fucking
sneaker designer that could fucking dismantle your entire company because you have all this stock in them.
Yeah. What's more important? What is a fair wage?
I don't know how to put an amount on something like that.
But that's what I'm saying. When you're looking at these artists and they're crying broke, and part of it is bad mismanagement of money.
It's these fucking 360 deals.
That's the thing. You 360 to 360, you're doing a fucking 720, and everybody gets a piece of the pie, and the biggest pie is the person that invests, and they're making, like, let's say whatever the number one song is, a person's probably making like $500 million and then you're making like $1 million, if that.
And you're the one on it.
You're the one that created it. Now, this should just be a better split, is what I'm saying. But it's not. Especially if most of these companies are doing is just giving you the platform in terms of like giving you the resources. Because the IP is mine. You might give me a budget, but you can cut, if you're really creative and crafty. Like, for example, if someone were to come to us and give us a podcast deal, which you should, you're not paying for anything.
Right.
I'm housing this shit. We're not paying rent on anything. Right. We have all the equipment. The shit sounds immaculate. The fucking content is there. What are you paying for? Nothing. But if we put it on your platform and then you kind of, because your shit is so, you know.
Because people want to hear us, but it's on your platform. Now yeah, your numbers
you're
go
gonna
up.
Give us fucking, you're going to, like, if let's say we're on Spotify and everyone's paying whatever the fuck it is, like $10 to $15 for Spotify. And you have, let's just say, 1 billion people listening to this goddamn platform. And we're on this shit. And you're only paying us 15 million. Do you think that's fair? If we become the number one?
No. There should be bonuses.
Incentives. It should something. Be something that like, yo, make us feel valued.
Right.
Or just give us a contract for what it is. Give us a lump sum and we'll figure it out. But let me keep my IP when I leave. Make this shit favorable. Cause then I'm fucking leaving with nothing. And that's the only thing that this machine needs. It's content. You have to keep feeding the meter. That's why I left Instagram. Is because it's constant. You have to keep, for you to stay relevant on that shit, is a full time fucking job.
Stressful.
You have to constantly, it's another thing he talked about on the fucking stand up. Niggas used to want love, now they only want likes. People kill themselves, literally, if they don't get enough likes.
Which is ridiculous to me.
This is what it is. It's just crazy. People fucking bend over backwards for this fucking app. All of them. And I was fucking victim to this shit. Thankfully, any of the shit I did wasn't really fucking like crazy to the point that I looked nuts. But for me to look like a certain way, I had to constantly be outside, constantly take pictures with celebrities, constantly network, constantly, yo, man, I'm here. To give this fucking perception for people to be like, oh yeah, this nigga is somebody. Who is this guy? But, you know, you have to keep feeding the meter. If everyone were to stop using fucking Instagram tomorrow for good, and there's no content, no more, how much value do you... Look at MySpace.
Gone. I mean, it's not gone, but...
MySpace was the grandfather of social media. This is where everybody had their top eights. This is where everyone fucking learned how to code.
You remember? No. Was yes. It? No. You remember Zanga?
No, fuck that shit.
That's where I learned how to code. I was fucking...
MySpace was like that shit.
I guess so, yeah.
Fucking Tom, everybody's best friend.
Everyone was Tom's friend.
Yeah. And you...
I wonder if Tom was real.
Tom's real. Is he? He sold that shit. Nigga cashed out. Nigga got fat. And he's doing something else. But this nigga fucking would sell all this shit. This fascination of friends and doing shit and a blog and people needing to fucking air their shit out and try to get people to follow them and people try to get you to find people. That's social media. You stop using MySpace. How valuable is MySpace now?
I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I've been on MySpace. I think it's like a music website now, too. It's
yeah,
like,
but who the fuck really uses that shit?
That's what
nobody.
I'm
when's the last time somebody said, yo, check out my link on MySpace? My music. No, nigga. Go to Apple Music. Go to fucking Spotify. Go to fucking Tidal. Even though Tidal's fucking plummeting, too.
Actually, I haven't heard Tidal in a while.
Yeah, Jay-Z sold what he needed to share. It's not no longer a black-owned company. Who cares? I was loyal to fucking Tidal.
I know you were. I
find out that nigga's fucking not even on it anymore. Fucking music's everywhere. I'm like, the fuck am I playing allegiance to this shit? But, yeah.
I gotta pick up this phone call.
Oh. Do you need me to stop this?
Yeah.
I mean, the rules are you have to pick
up. No. No.
I will be back. Ooh. You got any music, bro?
No, I don't actually.
You don't?
This threw me off just now.
That threw you off just now. It sounded really important. I guess we're gonna talk about it after the show. Let me fucking find. We didn't even introduce ourselves. You know what the fuck this is, man. I'm going back to that. I'm not doing this whole long drawn out shit. You can't follow me because I'm not anywhere. You want to tell people who you are?
It's Leo. You know, it's been a while, but try to be back more often. LRod0025 on the gram. Follow me.
Is it?
Yes.
Whoops. My bad.
What happened? You weren't recording?
Oh, that shit. I thought it was recording, but it's not. So, fuck it. This is what it is. Tell them where to follow you.
Follow me on the gram, LRod0025. Come on. I need more followers, so just hit me up. I'll try to add more content.
Yeah, do that. Don't follow me. You know the fuck this is, though. I'm not doing any of this extra shit, because why the fuck would I do that? That's mad work. I'm not a slave to the social media train. It was a good episode.
Yes, it was.
We might do this again sometime.
No, we'll definitely do it more often. Just a lot of things have been catching up.
All right, well, tell everyone the Oscars on Sunday. And I just finally saw Top Gun.
The second one, Maverick? It's good, right?
It's nominated for Movie of the Year, so I'm going for that because that's the only one I've seen.
Yeah. I liked it. I like Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah. I heard there's a Top Gun 3 coming.
There should be. This one was good. Hopefully it'd be just as good.
Yo, this nigga's 60 years old doing all that shit.
And he looks damn near the same as he did. Not exactly, but for the amount of time that passed.
Because I've done this shit. We always got to stop meeting. I didn't know this nigga was dying. Who? Val Kilmer.
Oh, yeah. He really has throat cancer. Throat cancer.
Yeah, I didn't know he had that.
So they had him on the show. I mean, on the movie.
Yeah.
With it, but.
Huh. I thought he was acting. I'm like, this nigga looks like shit.
And then I really looked him up.
I'm like, damn, I felt like an asshole. Because I'm like, this nigga looks terrible.
But it was cool that they still included him in the movie.
Yeah, they did. But then it's like, damn, they killed that nigga off really quick.
Iceman.
Yeah, man. He was a dick in the first one. But, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully they win. I heard the plot is that now that he's with that girl, her ex-husband's gonna come and it's gonna be one of his old classmates.
Wow.
That's what I heard the plot's gonna be.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it's better than fucking Creed. Oh, it's bullshit.
I liked Creed 1 and 2, so now I'm kind of disappointed hearing that about 3.
Yeah, man. We're out of here.
Later.